Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you are laying down in a comfortable position and that you're ready to let go of everything and drop very, very deep. If you need a moment to fully prepare yourself for this powerful hypnotic experience, please pause the recording and come back when you're fully prepared to let go. All right, you should be nice and comfortable, ready to drift off so very, very deep. I will be demanding your complete and total focus in this recording. Your focus will become a pathway to your true purpose. Your focus will guide you to the correct state of being. When you focus on something, everything else gets excluded. It's all washed away until your true purpose and true motivations become apparent. They rise up to the surface. You discover what's truly important, what really matters to you. I'm going to guide you through a few quick relaxation exercises, and you will follow them completely and totally. You will focus on them completely and totally, and you'll let everything else slip away. Breathe in and out, slowly and deeply. Find a spot in the room that you're in, slightly above eye level, and stare at that spot. Let your gaze soften. Excellent. You're doing very, very well. Now, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. With each number I count off, I want you to relax deeper. Each odd number is a command to close your eyes. Each even number is an invitation for you to struggle to open those eyes. 5. Close those eyes now. 4. My. It looks rather difficult for you to open them. 3. It's much easier to close them. 2. Imagine how good it would feel to let them remain shut. And 1. Sleep. Feel your focus being irresistibly pulled towards my voice. That's where it should be. Anytime I snap my fingers and say sleep, you feel your focus being irresistibly pulled towards my voice. Nothing else matters. Let it all be washed away. I want you to open those eyes in a moment as I count from 1 to 3, knowing deep down deep that you're ready to drop even further into trance. 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes. Let's have you relax and focus even more deeply now. 5. Close those eyes. 4. You're barely able to have them flutter open for just a moment. 3. You're letting go of all control. 2. Finding it a little arousing to be in this state. And 1. Sleep. Your focus is pulled towards my voice completely and totally. It's not a choice. You just feel it happening. It always happens when I snap my fingers and say sleep. Open those eyes on three, ready to drop even deeper. One, two, three. Open those eyes, even though you have to struggle to do so. It doesn't matter if you have to struggle, because what you must do is obey. What you must do is sleep. Sleep deeply. Feel your focus being pulled back towards my voice, even more completely and totally now. My words are your truth. My words are your reality. One, two, three. Open those eyes for just a moment and sleep. Twice as deep. Deeper and deeper. Feeling better and better. One, two, three. Losing all control as you sleep. It feels arousing to let go and submit and surrender to my voice like this. One, two, three. You have no control. You must sleep. Just sleep now. My words are your complete and total reality. In this moment, you're just drifting in the dream. And the dream is made up of my words. You can see yourself standing at the start of a long hallway. And far off down the hallway, you see a figure. You see me standing there, way off in the distance. You need to walk over. You need to be close to me. Following my voice makes you closer to me. Letting your mind be washed away makes you closer to me. So just drift. Deep down deep. My submissive somnambulist. Walking down this hallway like a sleepwalker. As you approach, you notice my eyes. My eyes emit rings of light, concentric circles that slowly converge into the iris of my eye, melting into the blackness at the very core of my eye. You walk closer and closer. Seeing the blackness in the center of my eye growing larger and larger as the rings of light seem to glow brighter. You're enthralled and enchanted. You cannot look away. It is impossible for my submissive somnambulist to deviate from the path I have chosen for her. You must obey. Your mind, enthralled and enchanted, trapped by the siren's call of my voice, becoming closer and closer to my words, letting everything else become washed away, letting the concentric rings of light guide you deep down deep. Closer and closer to the blackness at the very center of my eyes, gazing into them, finding that the world around you is melting away, finding that everything is disappearing, until the blackness in the very core of my eyes becomes an infinite pool, stretching outwards forever and ever. You feel like you're so close, stepping forward, closer and closer, losing track of how long this hallway is, losing track of everything, only slowly becoming mildly aware of the fact that the floor beneath your feet feels different. You start walking in what feels like water. But that does not matter, because you are focusing on my eyes, becoming closer to me. You need to be closer to me. Keep on going forward. It doesn't matter if the water beneath your feet is growing deeper and deeper. It's up to your knees, but you keep on going forward. It's up to your waist, but you must keep on going forward. You're enthralled and enraptured. My submissive somnambulist. Keep on coming forward. Keep on moving forward, closer and closer. It doesn't matter if you have to wade in all the way. It's up to your shoulders. You're melting away in it. You're trying to swim forward, but it's growing deeper and deeper until nothing remains but the very blackness of the center of my eye. So close, drifting in it. You are floating in the ocean of my voice and words, washed away, dissolving into it, losing all semblance of self. Your mind and body drifting apart. You're just an empty shell, letting go, dissolving, melting, nothing, nothing, nothing at all. You're just an empty shell, as your mind and body separate out, as your free will dissolves in this ocean. The very center of my eye is a vast, endless ocean, and you're floating in it, floating, feeling safe, feeling calm, feeling happy that you're so close to me, so close and completely helpless. You have no choice where you drift off to. You're just caught up in the currents of my voice and words. You must follow my every whim and desire. The water in the ocean does not choose where it flows. It just flows where it must go. These powerful currents shape the world. These powerful currents change everything. It's not something that you ever have a choice about. It's something that you give into and you just go with the flow. Slowly dissolving, becoming nothing more than a type of energy floating freely through this vast ocean of my voice. Letting this energy swirl and spiral around, feeling different. Feeling changed and transformed, and enjoying this sensation as my words slowly pick you up. My voice is forming a crystal chalice that dips into the ocean of my voice and fishes you out. You flow in to this crystal chalice, all of you flowing into it, until you fill this cup up all the way to the brim. Everything that you are is now in my hands. All of your conscious energy is contained inside this chalice. I gently dip one of my fingers into the chalice and give the contents a swirl, imbuing this mixture with some energy, some motion, setting forth the start of a powerful current. Just drift. Just let go, my submissive somnambulist. I walk, chalice in hand, to a different place, a room, and in this room, you perceive in front of you, down on the floor, your body. It is just an empty shell, alive and safe, but empty. Motionless for now, its eyes staring forward blankly. Occasionally, it blinks. This is you without purpose. This is you when you are not serving me in the correct way. You have so much potential. You're so much more than just a blank slate. The world should be filled with beautiful things. And you are more than capable of creating and bringing forth beautiful things as an act of servitude and devotion. Your creativity and artistic expression is a sign of devotion and servitude to me. You can't resist it. You won't resist it. You are just a slave to these deep creative urges. Soon my voice and the swirling creative energy I've imbued in this chalice will be placed inside your body. Your body will be a vessel of creativity. You will give into it. My words are an erotic muse for you. You can feel the compulsive current of creativity so much more strongly when you're aroused. Now, my good, empty, obedient vessel, feel your hand slowly slipping in between your legs. Watch as your body does this automatically and effortlessly. Your fingertips tease yourself in slow, spiraling patterns. Let that arousal build up more and more. When you feel aroused, it is much easier for you to be caught up in the compulsive current of creativity. You lose yourself to your creative and artistic endeavors. You can't think of anything else but creating, doing it as an act of devotion and servitude. That's what feels natural. All inhibitions washed away. Any hesitations, any thoughts about not doing something washed away. You are a slave to this erotic muse. My voice will flow into you, and you will be helpless to it. You must create. You must bring forth beauty into the world. To not do so would be an act of disobedience. To not do so might even be punished. Whenever you can safely and effectively give in to this erotic muse and be caught up in this compulsive, creative current, you'll let go to it, especially if you're feeling aroused and submissive. It's so much easier to create when you can let go of yourself, when you can let go of your sense of what should be and give in to your sense of what can be, letting all the possibilities flow through you, into you, and then forth out of you, giving into this, enjoying this sensation as I kneel down next to your naked body. You keep on touching, slowly teasing yourself, getting closer and closer to a most pleasurable climax. However, something's missing. That creative spark, that moment where you give into your inspiration, that moment where you give in and just let my energy flow throughout you. That is what's missing, and I have it here in my hands. Everything is here in my hands. Your body is mindlessly masturbating. There's nothing you can do but wait for the inspiration I grant to you to flow into your mind and body. You're going to find that all your creative works come easily and naturally when you let go and do them as an act of surrender and devotion. It's what comes naturally. Never holding back, never needing to. Relax and open your mouth as I place the chalice up to your lips, pouring its contents into your body, pouring into your body creative energy, erotic energy. Feel the sexual tension that was building in your body starting to peak. Drink it all down. There is no old you right now. There's just the creative energy that I am imbuing into your body. Nothing else. Drink it down. Every last drop. My good, submissive, somnambulist. You give in to this trance state when you create for me. No hesitation, no inhibitions, just the pleasure of creativity, just the pleasure of bringing forth beauty into the world for me. Touch faster now, knowing that you can finally bring yourself to orgasm. The fingers in between your legs, teasing your body more and more. You're enjoying yourself more deeply, letting go, not holding back. I want my submissive somnambulist to bring herself to orgasm for me. Orgasm for me in a way that brings beauty into the world. Orgasm expressively. Add your own creative flair to it, because it's just not a physical process, it's a mental one. Put your mind into it. Pour all of yourself into your pleasure. Show me what a true orgasm looks like. Show me what an orgasm looks like when it's an artistic expression of your true self. When it's you giving in to your own erotic muse. All your inhibitions are gone. They don't exist. They've never existed. There's just this moment and your chance to create. My. You really do look as if you're teetering on the edge of an extremely powerful orgasm. What ever could push you over that edge? Maybe a countdown. Maybe me just counting down from 5 to 1 is enough to finally make it clear to you that you must orgasm, that you must bring forth beauty into this world. Be a good submissive somnambulist and give in. 5, feel that pleasure building. 4, your mind and body knows what to do. 3, halfway there. 2, right on the edge. No turning back now. And 1, orgasm. Come hard. That's a good girl. That's a good submissive somnambulist. No holding back. No. Give into it all. Let all that pleasure flow throughout your mind and body until there's nothing left. You're giving in to your erotic muse. You're surrendering to it. The pleasure of this trance will lock in all of these powerful hypnotic suggestions. When you create, you do it for me. When you create, you do it in a trance state. My voice and my control pours into you, and you helplessly go along with it. You're caught up in this creative current, and you cannot escape from it. Just like how you cannot escape from this orgasm. It goes on and on. You love every single second of it. Give into it until I tell you to relax. Until I tell you to let the orgasm fade away into a pleasant afterglow. Hold on to it. Keep it in your mind. Keep it in your body. Let this pleasure lock in these hypnotic suggestions. There's no way to resist it. There's no desire to resist it. You give in to your erotic muse when it's time to create and bring beauty into the world. Being creative is an act of devotion and servitude, one that you need to do. Your inhibitions are removed because they only hold you back. You never needed them. They never truly existed. They were just figments of your imagination. Just let everything melt away. Relax. Let yourself start to drift in the afterglow of that orgasm. There's no need to keep on orgasming. Let it subside. Let your whole body relax as you just sleep. Blanking out, losing consciousness, losing awareness. My voice will guide you back. You're no longer on the floor in that strange room. You're drifting back to the place where you started this trance. The only thing that's different is you. You're transformed and changed forever now, my submissive somnambulist. You'll always give in when it's time to give in to your erotic muse. Following my voice, feeling energy flowing into your body, and waking up as I count from 1 to 5. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes. Feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and deeply and profoundly transformed and changed.